This is Troy with the I Grow Salons podcast, where I help beauty professionals grow and make more money using Instagram. On today's podcast, I'll be discussing how to determine if an influencer is legit or not. So, I receive a lot of DMs about, should I use an influencer? Is an influencer right for my business, for my brand? How to spot real influencers? How to tell the difference between real and fake? So, I thought I'd create a podcast about it. One of the things I like to do when doing my research on influencers is scan their content. So I will go through 30, 40, 50 different posts to check engagement, check likes, check views, check comments. So just looking at the numbers, you want to see if the numbers are consistent. If some posts are getting 10,000 likes, 20,000 likes, you shouldn't see any 100 like, 200 like pictures, unless the content is very different from the other content that gets more engagement. Meaning, if a picture of their face or a video of their face is averaging 10, 20,000 likes and they post something like a flyer, that typically is going to have lower engagement. So just look for any abnormal engagement, likes, views, comments. From there, I like to dive a little bit deeper. So I want to actually see who's engaging on their post. So you can, let's say you go to their most recent post and you click on the people who liked it. It's going to give you a list of everyone who liked that post. What you want to see is real users, accounts that aren't private, not a whole lot of private accounts. Bio should be filled out, should have a profile picture, things like that. They should also be, and you want to go a step further and do research on their accounts, not just looking at the bio and the profile picture, but you want to actually see how recent they've uploaded content. Are they actually using Instagram? Sometime influencers use engagement groups to drum up engagement. So it looks good on the outside, but if they were actually to promote a product or service, no one would actually buy because all of their engagement is made up. You can also use bots. So, basically you can load up a bunch of fake accounts on a bot and have that bot go out and engage with your post to make it look like, you have a lot of engagement going on your account. Same thing. If that person was to promote a product, it would basically be seen by bots or fake profiles. So obviously a bot or fake profile isn't going to purchase anything. So dive really deep, see who's actually engaging with this influencer. Go over to the followers of that influencer and do more research, see if they're posting, if they're active. The next thing you want to do is go to that influencer's homepage and click the people or click the number at the top of their profile that says followers. So let's say they have 1 million followers. You click that number. Is going to give you, again, the list of the people that follow that page. And you want to do the same thing. You want to go through, see how many profiles there are with no profile picture, how many private profiles there are, how many profiles there are with not a lot of info filled out in the bio, things like that. Now, keep in mind, there are going to be some legit influencers with fake accounts following them, bot accounts following them. You just can't help it after you get so big, but the majority should be legitimate, real Instagram users. So, again, keep that in mind. The next and last thing you want to look at is the actual comment itself. So, you want to look for like real legitimate comments that actually has something to do with the content itself. Not general contents like nice, cool pic, things like that. Things that are most likely created by a bot or, again, an engagement group. The rules in the engagement group is 4 words or more. They usually tell the users comment 4 words or more on the post to kind of not look like an engagement group. So if you see a post and all of the comments are pretty much 4 words, that's another signal that it could be an engagement group. So keep that in mind as well. A good established influencer is going to have very long comments, engaged comments, users. Another thing you're going to see is the same users commenting over and over and over on each post. Like, they're going to have an established, like, community built. So that's one thing to look for. If you see the same people over and over leaving, like, long paragraphs under each post, that's a sign that the influencer has an engaged, active, legitimate audience. So that's pretty much it. As far as spotting a fake influencer, you want to really dive deep, check the engagement, check the followers, check the comments. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, follow me at iGrowSalons. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram at iGrowSalons. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, leave me a 5-star review in the podcast store. Thanks for listening.